What's up? What's up? You're here with Josh and Tara, and this is Cooking with the Cooks podcast.
Hello.
What's up? We've done podcasts before, so this might not be your first time hearing you, but this is a brand new thing we got going on.
Hearing you. You mean hearing us?
Hearing us. I'm sorry. My bad. We're going to talk about a couple things, relationships, kids, and stuff like that on this podcast. So, you know, I'm not going to say we're giving you advice, but you can take our advice. What'd you say?
Yeah, we're definitely not giving advice.
Like, we're not saying, like, you should go tell your friends what we tell you to do.
Exactly.
Take time and consider.
What works for us might not work for you.
Exactly. So today we're going to talk about how to remain a strong marriage and also navigate having kids and do things with your kids and stuff like that and make time for them. So how do you go about that, Tara?
To make time for the kids.
Yes,
we give them all the fucking time.
You're like, where's
there is no balance.
There's no balance.
There is no balance.
No balance at all.
No.
So
you really make time for each other, and that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I mean, what do you feel like you do to make sure you give the kids time throughout your regular day?
What do I do?
Yeah, like, how do you make sure you, while you're married, in your regular life, as a mother, you can just go from there. Like, what do you do every day to try to make sure you know your kids know you're there?
Show up, I guess. That's really all it is to it, is being a parent.
Yeah, no, it was just like, I feel like I wanted to word the question in a way that made sense, but it was just really in my head. I'm just like, all you gotta do is just be there to be a parent.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not really...
Be there and be attentive.
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
Yeah. I mean, I try to ask them about their day, you know, after school. I think that's trying to show some acknowledgement towards them.
Yeah.
You know?
Excellent. I mean, our literal work day before our work schedule is about to change is take the kids to school, go to work, leave out of work, go pick the kids up from school,
mm-hmm.
work the rest of the day, come home, cook dinner, talk with the kids, do homework,
sleep, start over.
Yeah, sleep and repeat. So, yeah.
So it's good to get off that schedule. Good to be off that one. One's not fun. That's not a good schedule. But also, I think that you gotta make sure, you know, you don't get too wrapped up in your kids and you're trying to make time for yourselves too as well.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
But I mean, that's part of it, like you said, sleep and repeat. Part of our literal day schedule is after the kids go to bed, we watch TV, we probably smoke, we watch TV, and then we go to bed and we do it all over again. So right. That is, we like an old married couple, that's our routine though. Like, that's part of the day. Mm-hmm. Smoke together, when we come home at night, watch TV, and then go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, for the most part, I enjoy
it. And it works.
It works, yeah.
It works us.
It's just the work part that I don't like. But, yeah. You know, whatever, you know, I guess you gotta still pay bills and all that stuff.
It works for us. Might not work for everybody else, but...
Right. We said that at the beginning, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm cool with it.
Right, right.
We get our time to ourselves together every day.
Yeah, we do. So. It does make it easier... Our schedules align
even
perfectly.
If it is only an hour, because right. He falls asleep on me all the time.
No, not all the time.
Yes.
I try to do better. But I was going to say also, our schedules do happen to align perfectly.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't
the
think about
exact
that
same schedule.
We can, everything's at the same schedule
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't take our advice because everybody right. don't work. Like, we literally... If you're right. new to our podcast, quick background of Tara and Josh. We met at work. We've been working together for 12 years now. And just so happened that now we're on the exact same schedule and the exact same department. So we get to be together all the time. Yeah. A lot of couples not together all the time. Yeah. That's why we're okay with giving a lot of time to the kids, because right. even when we're at work, we're together.
Right, right. It is, and it is, even to get more into the advantage of it, is that I tell people all the time, but...
No, go ahead.
So, what I tell people is that they'd be like, how do you work with your wife all the time? Be like, well, when me and Tara go home, we kind of just do our own thing, and then we'll just meet back up. You know, it's because we're already on the same schedule. So, if, you know, if we wanted to have a talk, I can just go over there and talk to her right now.
That's how you work with me?
You mean?
I'm saying, like, that's your answer for how we work together?
Yeah, that it makes sense. It works out. And I do my own thing.
When we come home?
Not all the time. I'm saying that we can. Mm. That we can. Like, I can go play the video game. You can go and watch Netflix all day. And then we'll go to bed. And then we'll get right back into it. And then we'll wake up. Then the next day, we're just like, all right, we did our thing yesterday. But today, like, let's say we were on some marathon thing. Like, we were watching, like, Friends or whatever. Or Frasier. Mm-hmm. You usually watch Frasier with me. But now, you also got something else that you're missing out on. Because we watching Frasier. You want to watch another show. So now the time that I'm doing something else or on my phone, then that's when you watch the other thing. And then when we come back together after work, we watch Frasier together.
I don't know if that's a good answer for how do you work with your wife every day, you know? What I tell people when they ask about, like, I don't see how y'all work together. I should be like, even when we at work, we're not together the whole time. And it just don't bother me because we like being around each other. I don't know what you're talking about with this. We go home and do separate things and you go do your thing. What they got to do with work?
That's separate stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that we don't have to because we can spend a lot of time together at work and talk.
So that's how we work together because we can spend time at work and then we come home and we can do our separate things and then come back together.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm not out of town, it's not a day that goes by that I don't see my kids. And I'm not out of town that often. Is it irritating? Hell yeah. Do I get tired of them? Absolutely. But spend time with your kids. Ask them about their day and their friends and their interests and their hobbies. And you ain't even got to do a lot because I'm lazy. Just spend time with your kids.
Yeah, that seems pretty down the middle, at least for us. Again, everybody's circumstances is different, and what's going on with their stuff in their life at that time. So,
yeah. But we have been through a different time. A few years ago, remember, we was on complete opposite schedules, mm-hmm. and we had the kids. So whenever I was at home with the kids, you was at work, and when you was at home, like, we literally passed by each other. Mm-hmm. For a few years, actually. When we was at Sterling and at Livonia.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like we still made time.
Yeah.
You know. Just there's always time to do
it. It is always time.
There's always time to do stuff. It's always time to make time. It's like some people say.
You make time for what you want to.
Yeah, you make time for what you want to.
That is absolutely correct.
Right, so, you know, if you want to make time for somebody, you're going to make time for them. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to move your schedule over, especially for your kids, too. It's just like, you know, just make time. You know, make the time. It might seem like you can't make the time, but you got to figure out a way to do it. Because you can.
I don't really go by the thing, too, where people be like, oh, you gotta, like, your husband first, then your kids. I think it's, like, equal across the board, you know? Yeah. I don't think one is above the other in the aspect of time.
I didn't.
In the aspect of spending time with each other. I don't think you gotta make more time to spend with your spouse than you do with your kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's weird. I think that's a weird thing to even be concerned about, is that you mad at me because I'm spending time with my kids.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange. Would you agree that'd be kind of
weird? It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's very, very weird.
Yeah.
Then again, our kids kind of run our lives.
Yeah, we allow them.
We allow them to run our lives.
We allow them. And, you know, someone's probably listening to this right now, like, no, they're just, someone's going to be like, even later on, whoever listens to it, like, no, they're just saying, I wanted to clarify this, like, they're just saying that, like, they're not letting them do it. Like, no. This is for, if Josh or older Tara listening to this right now, you know what we mean. We know what we mean. So it, we allow.
Like, we not the type of parents that,
we don't put up with everything.
we don't put up with everything, but we also not the type of parents that's like,
kind of honest.
Damn, I can't even think of the words, really.
Critical.
No. You don't even know what I'm going for. I don't.
I'm just trying to say a word that sounds like something parenting-wise. I'm trying to describe
our parenting. I lost the whole train of thought, so I don't even know.
I'm trying to describe our parenting in a word.
We're critical? That's our parenting in one word?
No. I'm talking about not the loving side of it. The parental stripping side of it. Not the the love we give them, but when we have to be a parent, not a friend. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Like what is a word that you would use to reflect the energy you would give towards the kids as a parent when you have to be a parent and not a friend or a nice person?
I don't know. We're very honest with our kids, though. Like, we talk to our kids like they are kids, but also like they're people. Like, we talk to them like straight up.
I think we construct them like as if we're their agent. No, seriously. Like, we tell them things. We tell them all the options that they have available to them.
Yeah.
We are very realistic on how you get to those options. We are not like, hey.
That's our parenting. We're right. Real.
Yeah.
Like, I say that. Yeah, and I'm not saying we're doing everything right. Absolutely. Or that everything is fucking apples and strawberries over here or whatever. Yes,
again.
It's a whole bunch of sour fucking grape moments.
We got to check mark that every sentence or so. Like, hold up. Like, we're not telling you what to do.
I'm just saying, like, we're not saying everything is gravy over here because it's definitely not. Like, we dealing with teenagers and the mood swings and the grades and just a whole bunch of stuff. But I think what I was going to say, like, we not the parents that's like, we don't let them, like, run over us, but let them live their lives. Let them know that we're there for them.
Right. And that there's a right and a wrong.
And we're trying to get these teenagers ready to become real adults. So, like I said, we talk to them, like, straight up. And then the 10-year-old, she the homie, you know?
Right, she's cool.
She the homie. So, she's we cool. talk to her, like, straight up.
Yeah, you just got to be honest and real with them. Try to be best you can. Lead them into this reality slowly. As best you can. Because it's going to hit. It's basically like, hey, I'm trying to cushion you because life's going to hit you. You know, I'm trying to hold your head up.
Trying to get you some advice.
Right, trying to let you know because, you know, you're going to be out there by yourself.
Yeah.
And one day you're going to, you know, you ain't going to be able to call us. You know, you ain't going
to
be
able to access. Or you're going to call and we ain't going to be able to come or something.
Right, you know, and you got to, it's tough. It's tough out here.
I'm scared for my baby boy. Yeah. I'm scared for him. He ain't ready for this world. He's the oldest, and he's 16, and I don't know if I babied him too much or if it's just his personality, but he ain't ready for this world. And I don't want him to go out and the world kick his ass, and he got to come back running home to mama. He can, of course, but I just don't want it.
It's so tough out there. Honestly, the fact that that's even an available option for him is it's going to help him. Mm-hmm. And even though it might seem like it might become a burden for you, the fact that there's going to be a net, like a lot of people don't have that. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that. Is that the fact that there's going to be something that if he falls, there's going to be a little bit cushion. There's a lot of people who fall and there ain't nothing but a
RC
man.
Hello.
Welcome. Did you think we were going to brace your fall because you failed?
Yeah.
We don't care nothing about that.
Even get me started. Right. I know.
Yeah, right. You broke your back. Oh, well. Get up.
Exactly. The world ain't going to stop. Mm-hmm. You better keep on going.
Oh, you can call your mama, but she been down here too. She know. She know. She know. You can call your daddy. He going to throw you a rope, but he ain't going to be able to pull you up. Throw your rope. You got to pull yourself up. Mm-hmm. You can get your rope, but you still going to have to pull yourself up. So, you know, hopefully.
Make time for your spouse, but also make these kids a priority. They need you, even though they act like they don't. And we all been there. as teenagers, you want to think you don't need your parent like that. They don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's so fucking cliche because I know that my mama done probably said this. Oh, Tara thinks she know everything. She when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. But they do need you. Only difference between me and her is that she was like, oh, she want to act grown? I'm going to let her be grown. Mm-hmm. And me, I'm like,
yeah,
you want to act grown? Well, let me help you.
Right.
Instead of like, I just wash my hands with you.
All right, and just let you fail.
Yeah.
You know, fail. Like, I think there was a thing when our parents were younger that you just, you fail. You go out, and you if you fail, you fail.
And then that's just it.
That's it. You know, you just, you
and shut you up. You can't come back here.
Yep.
You just that's
go,
how I used to be.
You go figure it out. You go do whatever you gotta do.
And then,
do.
So they took that mentality you and put it on their kids. Yeah. But we trying to be different.
Right. You go take that 9 to 5, you shut up, and you get in line. Mm-hmm. And you try. Like, you're everyone's allowed to take that. It was like, you only get one, swing. You can't, can't swing twice. Once you swing twice, and I mean, sometimes that is true, but. You know, that don't mean it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Striking out don't mean that you are done. That's it. You know, there's other options. There's a lot of other options.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you can go right back up there and swing again. Get yourself together and go back out there again. So, but yeah, it is good that they will probably have some cushion to fall back on. Now, I don't mind, the kids did that too. I was like, you know, keep doing well. Do what you gotta do in school. Do what you take care of your business, and you're gonna live somewhere pretty much almost rent free. And as long as you handling business and getting your money together and being responsible, you're gonna be good. You come in here and acting dumb, you get to be an adult. And that might even sound mean to some people, but that's more than.
A lot of,
and not even say that my dad just like kicked me out.
No,
it was more like just like it pretty much was no point in me trying to come back. You know what I'm saying? Because you know he wasn't even going to keep the house we were staying in anymore. Mm-hmm. He was downsizing during that time. You know, so he was leaving that. He needed to get something smaller, something that he.
But even when he downsized, he let you come back.
He did. And it helped.
See,
it helped. Help me. Helped you a lot. Just that little net. Keep you up.
Lucky. People don't understand.
Yeah.
People don't understand how lucky they are to have that. I'm not envious of it, but I don't think I had that.
Your aunt helped you out before, didn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wasn't the greatest living spot, but
she did help me out. That was a tremendous year.
Yeah, give you. Sometimes you just need a little push.
Yep.
Yeah, help you past hard times in your life, man. Mm-hmm. It happens. Shoot, it happens. I don't know nobody because I don't know. I'm associated, I guess, like rich people, I suppose. But I don't know nobody who ain't gone through a hard patch in their life. Like, I don't know nobody. I guess that's human nature anyway, to not expect everyone to have, like, a perfectly good life, but most people I know, they ain't had a hard patch here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got some type of trauma they holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's inevitable. Like I said, that's another thing I say about... Alright, so what I was going to say is that you can be the... greatest parents of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Do absolutely nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you die, you will instantly give your child trauma. And
yep.
The trauma continues. So there's like, it's an, even if you give your child the most perfect day, you do everything within your power. And that means, that obviously, usually the kid would love you. You know, you would hope for that. Of course, the kid would love you. So then eventually, when you do pass, even if you live to 100, you will surpass your kid in age. Because that's what the ultimate goal you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that you, at that very moment, they lose the probably the most important thing they've ever had in their life. But that's enough about that.
Yeah. But it's true, though. It's true.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening. We're going to end it right here. Let us know what you think any way you can. If you hear it, just tell us. We'll give it a few more tries. We'll see how the views goes and see if we get some love. This is Cooking with the Cooks. This is Josh and...
T. Tara.
My lovely wife. And we will be back later. See ya. Peace.
Bye.